Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, I think coach always talks about it, mindset and the ball and taking care of the football. That's my main job, and doing whatever I can do to not hurt ourselves, not put us in worse situations. I'm trying to take it one play at a time. And, you know, at the end of the day, each and every play, you know, doesn't need to be a home run, but as long as we're taking singles and, you know, finding completions and staying in front of the sticks and scoring points, you know, can't argue with the results.
Josh Allen on what's going on with protecting the football, not attacking too much deep after the Miami game. Got a little fiery about it, and I like it. Because if the ball is being moved and they're still doing well, if you could put up 31 points and still have only like a C-plus type game on offense, hey, good on you.
Yeah, that was our show last week.
Our show last week was they put up 31 points and we still could say, you could have done a lot better. But it did become very clear Miami wanted to make sure that they didn't get beat deep, because if they did, we saw what Miami was doing. They had to have very long drives in order to keep up with the Bills. So if you got beat deep, or even intermediate, and like it was a chunk play to flip the field, Miami's not keeping up with that arms race. They did everything in their power to keep up with the Bills, dink and dunking. So
imagine if they were...
Imagine if the Bills were getting chunk plays.
If Allen had the cape on, can you imagine?
Exactly. So Miami made sure that they did everything in their power to keep everything in front of them. And Josh Allen was like, I'll take all this. Thank you very much. Hey, here's a one last stab to the gut. a nice little check down to Elijah Moore. And hey, we're all good. We win the game. Done. Bye-bye. So I'm not worried about them at all when it comes to the offense. We had a caller say pretty much the same thing in the last hour of like, I'm not worried about the offense at all.
No. If they just dink and dunk in this game and they put up 30 points, like you said, I'm fine.
And like I said, we won't learn anything new about them. I'm not even going to go ahead and say that, this is the new offensive identity. No. That's not the case here either. It's just a team with a lesser roster trying to do everything they can to stay alive. Because tactics is the only way that you're going to have a chance when talent is not going to match one of the better teams in the league. I like Kellen Moore. I think he doesn't deserve this, but also he agreed to this. He knew what the Saints were when they offered him a head coaching position. He took the job. I do think that Mickey Loomis needs to be fired in New Orleans. Like, he needed to be fired years ago.
Yeah, it might be time. Not might be. It is time.
It's been time for years, actually. And he's been there 23 years, Joe.
As long as I've been alive.
Why you gotta say stuff like that? Why? Why you gotta say stuff like that? That's not...
It's just to foster a point. As long as I've been on this planet, he's been doing that, which is insane.
That's not nice. That's not nice. That hurt.
Sorry. I apologize.
Well, I mean, do you? But talking with Luke Johnson, though, from NOLA.com back on Wednesday was really enlightening in a sense, because when I asked about that with him, he said, obviously, if you ask the fans, like, he's needed to be gone for a while now. But he didn't really paint the best picture in that of if Loomis would be moved on from. And
it's kind of like, after 23 years, why would he be? If it's been the same for the past five and they haven't done it yet, why would they do it now? I guess that's my outlook on it.
He's also an EVP, executive vice president with the Saints. He's very close with the Benson family that owns the Saints.
You'd have to do a lot to change that.
And I do think that bottoming out might be the one way that you move on from somebody as a general manager. He might still end up in an executive role, like, you know, fired via promotion, so to say. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I look at the cap mismanagement, the draft pick mismanagement, and I also still point to him being a guilty party. And how do you let the Breeze-led Saints go 7-9 five different times?
Mm-hmm. You're the opposite of Mike Tomlin with the Steelers. You're going just sub 500 like five times.
And that's with the best offense in football more times than not.
Yep.
Their defenses were that bad with Loomis constructing the rosters that, like, it's almost unforgivable. The Saints have this weird history to them, though. They have the Super Bowl in 09.
The Bounty Gate thing.
There's Bounty Gate. They also have a weird history with the Bills.
Yeah, they have. Don't they have...
In Buffalo, they're 3-1.
Yes, they're 3-1, and they have... I think there's a point thing, too. Like how many points they've scored on the Bills in those matchups.
Bills-Saints, the last time that New Orleans was here, a streaker had more yards than the Buffalo Bills did that day.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. When was that?
That was 2017.
2017. I remember the streaker.
It's the year they break the drought. It's also the game that gets Tyrod Taylor benched, and we get to see Nathan Peterman against the Chargers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing great came from that game.
Nope.
Nothing.
I remember. I was working in a pizza shop, watching that game on the TV.
And the Bills have, oddly enough, lost five of their last six against New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2021, they broke a five-game losing streak to New Orleans.
Yeah. That's right. You got to think back. Throughout the entirety of the drought, it would make sense for when the Saints and Drew Brees would roll into town that they would just lay it on the Bills, right? Like, that. Hearing that stat now, it makes sense. Now, though, with Allen and now what they look like, it it's going to flip the script if they continue to match up at like different points in the next 5 years, per se, right?
Do you know the one time that they've beaten New Orleans and Buffalo?
The one time?
The one time.
No. I don't remember even year, like what year it was.
I heard Sal mentioning it on the Extra Point show this week. I won't say it. I think
it's 1983.
Yeah, no.
I think they went 8-8 that season.
October 30th, 1983. It's the only time they've beaten the Saints at home.
It was a Halloween miracle.
Yes, it was. Because nobody knew that this would be apparently a problem from then on.
Yeah.
Because it was the first game between the two teams in Buffalo ever.
That makes sense.
And then they've lost the next three after that. They have lost. Okay, so you mentioned Drew Brees, like how it makes sense, right? This happens once every 8 years. Drew Brees only came to Buffalo one time.
Yeah, you're right.
With the Saints.
Who are the other quarterbacks?
Aaron Brooks.
Oh, God. You got to think what the Bills were working with at that time. No, not great.
John Forcade.
Okay. No, not an Aaron
Jim
Brooks.
Kelly plays in that game, the one that I mentioned, John Forcade. So I don't want any excuses.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly throws three picks in that one.
Whoa. What year was that?
In 89.
Oh, okay.
So it's right before they start
to hit before the peak. Start to gel and figure it out. Yeah.
It's before they hit the peak.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't want any excuses, man. You had Thurman and Kelly, and like you didn't move the football in 89. So no excuses. The Bills and Saints, they just don't have a good history, apparently. They've lost to the Saints several times with Drew Brees. 09, 13, 17 when they were last here. But yeah, it's one of those fascinating things. And like everything about that game in 2017 was a disaster. And then the Bills break the drought a couple months later. Hilariously so.
That's insane. What a timeline. What a timeline with the Saints. I didn't realize they were the devil the Bills need to dance with, but
yeah,
I guess they are.
They're one of them. They're this Rubik's Cube that you cannot solve, apparently. And yeah, Peterman ends up coming into this game, goes 7 of 10 with a touchdown.
Right, so then the vibes were high.
Vibes are high on him, and then he starts against the Chargers.
God, what a terrible game. I vividly remember that. I vividly remember that Chargers game after that. And I remember him coming into the Saints game, now that you're saying that,
because
everyone was all excited, like, oh my God, look at it, it's Nate Peterman. He's going to be able to take the Bills to the playoffs.
And it was also the streaker. The streaker runs around the field and gets more yards than the Bills did that day.
Oh, yeah.
So
that sounds about right.
803-0550. Steve, we'll get you on the other side here in the next segment. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on Sports Talk Saturday. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.